Lesson 7, Office Technology. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
He's using the computer keyboard.
B.
He's reducing the size of his office.
C.
He's stocking the supplies.
D.
He's signing his initials on his desk.
Part 2. Question response. Number 2.
Do you think we can afford the additional support?
A. Office morale seems fine. B. It's already in the budget. C. They're in stock.
Number 3.
Who's in charge of the photocopier?
A. It has twice the capacity. B. The warranty has expired. C. The office manager stays on top of it.
Part 3. Short conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
As part of the company's cost-saving initiative, we must have approval on all new purchases.
Who will be in charge of approvals?
Each of the department heads has been asked to stay on top of purchases. All purchase orders will have to be signed by one of them.
Well, that's annoying. I just can't see it as a good idea. It adds one more step to the ordering process and could cause delays.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
We have had a few problems with ordering these units on an as-needed basis. The first problem is that nobody seems to take the initiative to place the order with the provider. That's because when they're ordering just one recorder, they feel it isn't worth their time. So even though their need is recurring, they don't feel that the effort is justified. Here's where a more aggressive provider could help us out, by anticipating our needs and staying on top of them. In fact, I have looked into the matter and discovered a provider that could meet this need. It's the John Abel & Sons Company. I don't know if any of you are familiar with them. Their products are quite affordable. I suggest we look into making our orders from this company in the future.